Ever felt stuck wondering if a partnership is worth it? Well, what if you could know in just 90 days? This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Today's episode is all about speed, clarity, and impact. I'm walking you through a 7-step framework to design a pilot partnership that transforms uncertainty into proof. Whether you're just exploring a new opportunity or you're ready to test a bigger collaboration, you'll learn how to reduce risk, build trust quickly, and create real value without spinning your wheels in endless planning. By the time we wrap up, you'll walk away with a method to uncover and agree on the real problem both you and your partner care about solving, a fast path to co-designing a first win that builds belief and momentum, and a toolkit to set clear metrics, manage expectations, and avoid common traps before they cost you time and credibility. You know, too many partnerships fizzle before they even start, not because the idea was wrong, but because no one knew what the first step should be. Today, you're going to get that first step and 6 more to turn potential into proof. So let's break it down. Step number 1, clarity on the shared problem. Start with this question. What urgent challenge do we both care about solving? What urgent challenge do we both care about solving? And make no mistake, this has to be a mutual pain point, not just your own. If your partner doesn't feel the sting, they won't bring their best. Aim to describe this problem in a single sentence and, if you can, attach a number to it. What's it costing you both not to solve it? This step is the foundation, and if you skip it, everything else wobbles. Step 2, agreeing the first fast win. You need a quick win, something specific and valuable you can deliver together in 30 to 90 days. Ask, what would make us both say, yes, this was worth doing. This isn't about vanity metrics or abstract goals. It's about retention, engagement, insight, or revenue. Something real that proves the value of working together. Step number 3, design the pilot parameters. Now it's time to frame the sandbox. You're not locking in a forever deal. You're sketching a mini experiment. Decide together on the basics. When will it start? How long will it run? What's the budget or resource exchange? Who's doing what? And what does each side bring to the table? The goal here is simplicity. If your pilot plan requires a committee to approve it, it's probably too complex. Keep it lean, clear, and ready to roll. Step number 4, choose the investment model. This is where a lot of pilots get stuck. The bottom line is you need commitment, but not necessarily cash. Pick one of these 3 approaches. The first one is free, but with a cap. This is good when trust is new and outcomes are uncertain. Just make sure you clearly define limits and a decision point. Model number 2, co-funded. This is ideal when both sides see real strategic value and want to share the ownership. And model 3, low cost paid. Great when you're testing commercial potential and want to set the tone for future deals. Each option signals intent. So ask yourself, what precedent do you want to set? Step 5, set success metrics. You've defined the what and the how. Now define how we'll know it worked. Pick 1 to 2 metrics that matter to your partner's success. Keep it tight. Maybe it's increased activation. Maybe it's lead quality. Maybe it's qualitative feedback from their team. And just as important, agree on when and how you'll review them. Don't just let your pilot drift. Step 6, plan the decision gate. This is a step too many skip, and it's where pilots go to die. Ask this up front. If this works, what's next? Agree on the go, no-go criteria. Decide who makes that call and when. Even better, sketch out what a full partnership might look like. Not a full contract, just a vision of success. Because if you both see what's possible, you'll be more committed to proving it. And step 7, draft that one pager. Now take all of what we've just talked about, the problem, the win, the plan, the metrics, and the decision criteria, and put it on one page. Not a deck, not a proposal, just one page that both of you can refer to. It becomes your alignment artifact, your shared source of truth. So why does this work? Well, here's the deal. Most partnerships don't fail because the idea was bad. They fail because expectations weren't aligned. This pilot framework flips that. It creates a low-risk, high-trust container for testing potential without betting the farm. It's structured enough to drive clarity, flexible enough to spark creativity. And when you use this, you win fast. Teams that use this model move faster. They make decisions with confidence. They skip the drama and they start seeing results. And because they co-create the process, they build a shared sense of ownership from day 1. But don't skip these pitfalls. The first one is rushing through the shared problem definition. If you get this wrong, everything downstream gets fuzzy. Number two, being vague about what success looks like. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And number three, avoiding the decision gate conversation. Without a defined endpoint, your pilot just becomes a slow fade. Avoid these and you're not just running a pilot, you're building a future. So now what? Well, here's your play. Pick one potential partner you're talking to right now. Ask them, what's the one thing we could prove in 90 days? And then use this 7-step process to co-design a pilot that delivers it. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for clarity, speed, and shared value. And remember, your job isn't to convince someone to say yes forever. It's to help them say yes to a smart first step. Now, before you go, I have a question for you. Do you ever feel stuck, unsure how to move forward with a partnership opportunity? Maybe you're circling the same conversations, hoping momentum will magically appear. Or worse, saying yes just to get something going. You're not alone. The truth is, most business leaders aren't short on opportunities. They're short on next steps that actually work. And that's why I created something for you. It's called the 100 Partnership Tactics. A free collection of proven, practical moves used by high-performing CEOs, founders, and sales leaders to turn talk into traction. Inside, you'll find exactly what to say, do, and build at every stage of a partnership so that you can stop guessing and you can start growing. You'll find the link to the tactics in the show notes. It's free, it's battle-tested, and it could save you months of wasted time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and thanks for tuning in to the Partnership Playbook. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.